discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 116, episode 116. I'm Jessica, a native French teacher, native from the Champagne region, and now living in Melbourne, Australia. And you know, or maybe you don't know yet, but you're soon going to find out, one of the things that I love the most about explaining French language or just studying languages in general are these words that can cause confusion. And so I have already made episodes and will still make episodes about false friends or false cognates. They are words that look the same in French and in English, for that matter, and however they mean something different. Today I'm going to talk about pseudo-anglicisms. What is that? It's related to the false friends or false cognate families. There are actually words that it's real English words or borrowed from English, and we French people add ing to make it look English. It sounds very stylish for us. But it's going to mean something completely different from its original meaning. So again, if you want to avoid misunderstandings while you are in a conversation with native French speakers, I recommend you listen to this episode to find out what we French people actually we mean when we say un smoking or un clip, for example. So when I was preparing this episode, I knew that there were lots of words like this. I just had a major, like, kind of blank. My brains went blank. And I had to post a message on my private Facebook to ask my friends for suggestions of words to make this episode. So in addition to my own words, I received help from Eric, Nelly, Séverine, Caroline, and Isabelle. I want to thank you if you come to listen to this episode for your little contribution. By the way, if you want to listen to the first two episodes where I talk about false friends, so there are 10 common false friends, faux amis, in French and English. It's episode 85 of this podcast for the first part, and episode 103 for the second part. So I already mentioned that we French people, we love borrowing stealing an English word and add ing to it to make it look even more English. You need to pronounce it the French way, like ing, pronounce it the way of a French person who wants to sound English and speaks terrible English. So ing. So for example, un parking. What is un parking? It's actually a car park. Une place de parking is a parking spot. Now, can you guess what un lifting may be in English? Un lifting doesn't have anything to do with lifts or elevators. It's actually a facelift. So, cosmetic surgery. Not too far in meaning from un lifting, but you may not need to undergo surgery. Un relooking. Un relooking is a makeover or a restyle. Relooking. As part of your relooking, you may have un shampoing. Un shampoing, so it's shampoo, and it's spelled shampoo plus ing, but we say shampoing. Shampoing. So there's no way you can guess the pronunciation, the French pronunciation, when you see the word, I think. And for your relooking, after your shampoing, you may have un brushing. Un brushing, spelled like brush plus ing, is a blow dry. Un relooking, un shampoing, un brushing. When you do un jogging, faire un jogging is to go for a jog. Un jogging is also a tracksuit. So the pants and the jacket that are matching and that you use to play sports and jogging. To complete your outfit, in addition to un jogging, you will be wearing des baskets. So des baskets not baskets, it's actually sport shoes, not necessarily only for basketball, also translated by sneakers. And jogging est des baskets pour faire du sport. And if you're there playing a game of basketball or any other game, there might be pom-pom girls. Donc une pom-pom girl, une pom-pom girl is a cheerleader. I think it comes from the pom-pom that they are shaking. Still in the sport vocab, for a male or a female tennis player, we've also made an anglicism, which is un tennisman or une tenniswoman. Un tennisman et une tenniswoman, so admire the French pronunciation there. By the way, I've interviewed in my other podcast, French Voices Podcast, in episode 59, a professional tennis player. So this episode is called Rising Up the Ranks with Professional Tennis Player Claire Feuerstein, and I invite you to listen to her interview. I provide the full transcript for it, and it's very fascinating how she trains, the mental strength that you need to have, and all the aspect of discipline that we are discussing. After your match, after your jogging, you might want to wear a sweat or a sweatshirt, not to get cool, not to get cold too much. So in English, sweatshirt, but we might sometimes drop the shirt word, and we always pronounce it sweat. So a sweat or a sweatshirt. Now, if you don't like to sweat too much, but you like soccer, what you can do is play baby foot. Baby foot is table football or foosball. So it's baby foot, but we pronounce it baby foot. So à la française. Un camping car would be a camper van. And when we talk about un clip, we talk about a music video. Look, have you seen the music video of like Rihanna, or est-ce que tu as vu le dernier clip de Rihanna, for example? Un smoking doesn't have anything to do with smoking. So a smoking is a dinner jacket or a tuxedo. And you might want to take your smoking to le pressing, which is the dry cleaners, or also the activity of dry cleaning. Last word, un planning. Un planning is a diary or a schedule. If you have un planning très chargé, you have a very busy schedule, a very busy diary. In the show notes of this episode, I link to two very good videos on YouTube about anglicisms. One of them, the first link, is really hilarious, and I actually discovered this channel thanks to Isabelle, one of my little helpers for this episode. The channel is called Topito, and it's la langue française expliquée par un américain, so French language explained by an American man. And the thing is, it's in French, and you can put the caption, the subtitles, but the French, they are also in French, but it's very, very, very funny. Check it out. I just wanted to point out a few mispronunciations that some English speaker learners of French might be doing, and that causes confusion in French. So sometimes the words la face, F-A-C-E, is often pronounced by students face, a bit like in English, but fesse in French, which is spelled F-E-S-S-E, fesse is the bum. So on a couple of occasions, I've heard students, instead of saying face à face, say fesse à fesse, for face to face, and that's bum to bum. So this is very comical, but I guess it's not your intention. The French word for la face, we have a better word, is le visage. Now, another mispronunciation that I often hear is la gare, G-A-R-E, la gare, which means the train station, that is often mispronounced and sounded as la guerre. Again, it's a problem of the letter R being pronounced A. La guerre is actually, in French, the war. La guerre, and it's spelled G-U-E-R-R-E. So be careful when you mean the station to say la gare and not la guerre. Before wrapping up, I wanted to read a review left by Neil on iTunes for my podcast. I was very touched by what you wrote, Neil, so I wanted to read it. I've spent many hours with Jessica and her French Away podcast, and what an absolute delight it has been. The pace and stretch is sufficient to keep me engaged. Jessica explains difficult to grasp concepts in such a simple way. I've lost count at the number of Eureka moments. That's exactly on the side note, that's exactly what I'm hoping to do with this podcast. Eureka moments, or making the penny drop, as I heard this expression. Don't know if it's really an Australian expression or if every one of you can understand it. But yeah, I'm really glad that happened. Neil continues and he says, learning French due to buying a maison secondaire, so a holiday house, 3 years ago. Love the culture and language so much, but I have struggled with some facets of learning French. Jessica has certainly helped me with this podcast. The attention to detail and the passion to teach is clearly demonstrated with the high quality support material. And it's free. I'd gladly pay for this podcast, but I'm really happy to know that. It's that good. Thanks a lot, Neil. I really appreciate your support, and I'm glad that my podcast and my work are helping you. For all those of you listening, thanks for listening, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.